So happy it's Thursday. Welcome, ESPN 1700 AM. It's the Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
David McKelvin,
and myself, Ryan White. We are blessed to have with us in studio the cooking guy himself, Sam Zion. Welcome.
Thanks, guys. Hey, wait, did you say blessed?
I did say blessed.
Wow. It smells better in here now. Are we cooking something right now?
I wish it did, right.
Sam is the host of a cooking show, Sam the Cooking Guy,
absolutely,
on Channel 4 recently.
Wait, let's say 704, too.
Because 704, HD.
I look much better in HD. Wait, I don't know if that's true. I look clearer in HD. I'm not sure if it's better, actually.
Yeah, true. I mean, now that HD, you can see everything.
You see everything. That's exactly right. Yeah. So if you're ugly in real life, you're super ugly in HD.
Recently, also a radio show host.
Radio show. Eat This.
Eat This. And it is Sundays at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
On AM 760.
Exactly.
And
we share the
radio
AM dial about? Together.
What's the radio show about?
It's about food.
Well, that
it's
makes
about
sense.
Food. It's about the kind of conversations that I seem to have almost every single day in a supermarket, at the Costco, at the gas station. People come up with, you know, either nice words to say, and you know, I've got a question. I was making this thing the other day, and it didn't turn out, and how do I fix that? Or we're bored of eating chicken, what do we do? My five-year-olds won't eat seafood or fish, or how do I fix that? By the way, the fix for a five-year-old not eating seafood is very simple. You lie to them about what you're serving.
You call it chicken. You call it chicken. Huh?
Everything
that's
is
the trick.
Chicken. My wife called everything chicken for probably the first 7 years of my kids' lives. And
that's
then slowly
how you do
started
it.
Backing off of that. Hey, do you want some halibut? Oh, wait, I thought it was chicken. No, honey, it's always been halibut. You know, you liked it for the past year. Oh, okay.
I'll never get my kids to eat halibut, but I can probably get them to eat chicken.
You should get them to. You know what? We never let the kids do the... I don't like that.
Yeah, you just feed it to them.
Didn't get away with it.
If they don't eat, they go home, they go hungry. But you know what? Chances are they're not going to starve.
I can tell you how many times I sat at the table trying to choke down like over easy fried eggs that my mother would make me.
Sure.
I just couldn't do it.
Right.
I eventually learned to like them. But I also learned that if I didn't eat that, I wasn't going to eat anything. And it's not like I lived with the Gestapo or anything. It was just, you know.
Yeah, it's interesting because even as adults, people get this food issue from when they were kids, when their parents were like, you have to eat that.
Yeah.
You know, like I was in the Navy for 6 years. You ate what they fed you. So I don't really have a problem with what I'm fed. But a lot of people do.
I've shot three shows on Navy ships, two carriers, the Reagan and the Stennis, and a sub, nuclear fast attack sub, the Asheville. I did 24 hours on each of those. And I'm telling you, the respect that I have for what you would do, unbelievable.
Food means everything when you're underway.
Absolutely.
I mean, those guys, the morale when you're on that gray ship,
hey, on
away from your family.
On a carrier, almost 20,000 meals a day.
You can have four meals a day. They have mid-rats, breakfast, lunch,
absolutely,
and dinner. Right.
We were there for all of them.
It's kind of nice.
Excellent. Yeah. I remember my arch nemesis was broccoli.
Yeah.
I sat at that table. How about, finally, I got to the point where I'd feed my dog. My dog would come up and I'd slip.
How about now?
Still not my favorite.
Do you roast it? Mm. See, you know what? Here's the thing. I think most people grow up with like boiled broccoli or something, or maybe even steamed. And that's okay.
Yeah,
but
steamed.
You really don't develop any flavor that way. In fact, you lose a lot of the flavor in the water and the steaming process, especially if it goes too long. But you take those same broccoli florets or whatever the hell they're called.
Yeah.
And you hit them with a little olive oil, some kosher salt and pepper in like a 450, 500 degree oven for 10 minutes or 12 minutes. Now you're talking about flavor.
Interesting.
It's really good. Little garlic powder on there, little red pepper flake.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I can eat an ass load of that.
You know, my kids actually asked to go to the old spaghetti factory to eat their broccoli and cheese. I guess it's brown butter and broccoli with some cheese on it or something like that.
Yeah. I don't know, but
just
the idea of brown butter on anything is...
Sounds pretty good, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, so it kind of sounds like your radio show is maybe a little bit of the behind the scenes, so to speak, the stuff you don't get to present.
Yeah,
when you're
doing a cooking show. I think so. You know what? I mean, it's a little bit of everything. You know, last weekend I spent a segment talking about this whole Paula Deen issue because Because it's, I mean, in the food, you know, in my food world, it sort of figures prominently. I've never been a huge Paula Deen fan. And, you know, the fact that if her only indiscretion was using the N-word 30 years ago, and she's from the South, and she's 67, I can see that. I don't like the use of the word. I don't condone the use of the word. But in her situation, at her age, where she's from, mm-hmm. I guess, I mean, hey, her brother's name is Bubba. You almost expect that somebody with the name of Bubba is going to use that word, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was one thing. But my issue with Paula Deen is more about the fact that she had diabetes, didn't disclose it for 3 years until she built a relationship, financially beneficial to her relationship with a pharmaceutical company. Then she came out said, oh, hey, y'all. Turns out I've got diabetes and you need to be careful about what you're eating. Mm-hmm. You know what? That's a complete effing BS. She had a moral obligation to her millions of fans to come out and say, look what I've done. I just need to say, maybe this isn't a diet that you should follow all the time.
Mm-hmm.
A little moderation would be a good thing. Did she say that? No. Did she keep that in her pocket until she made some money out of it? Yes, absolutely.
There's huge changes going on right now in terms of the way people eat. You know, and you mentioned the South, right? I mean,
yeah.
And so when I think of the South, I think of, you know, pull boy sandwiches, pulled pork sandwiches. I think of a very heavy home cooking type of venue, if you will, or menu.
Right.
You know, so when you're thinking about California, and California a lot of times sets a trend of things, I mean, people are going fresh these days. They're eating more vegetables.
Absolutely. I mean, look, I don't eat the same way that I did 5 years ago. I like to buy fresh meats. You know what my ex-producer Michelle, who now has two children, she likes to say she shops the perimeter of the supermarket. And that's where all the fresh stuff is. That's where the meat is, that's where the vegetables are, the produce, the, you know, that kind of stuff. It makes sense.
If you're just tuning in, we're now talking with Sam the Cooking Guy, who evidently has his new radio show Sundays at 10 a.m. on AM 760. We're actually opening up the lines here. If you've got a question about Sam's Just Grill This book or a cooking question for Sam,
right,
give us a call at 866-405-1717. That's the number, 866-405-1717.
We're going to give a book away to the best call.
Best call, not a crappy call.
Best call. So
right.
Many people have asked me, you know, you guys host a real estate finance show. What's Sam doing on there?
Exactly. I asked myself that same question driving here today.
And so I did a little bit of research. And when we get into a home, we do some home renovations. We're looking at that. There's a lot of theory, kitchen theory, so to speak. One is the triangle theory. Have you heard of the triangle theory, Sam?
I use the triangle theory.
Well, perfect. Well, that was a little bit of foreshadowing there.
Yeah.
Clearly, Sam is pro triangle theory. But we'll get in a little bit of kitchen theory. And there's all kinds of people that can, again, talk about the theory of it. I want to bring someone on who could talk about the practicality of the things. Questions like, does really expensive high-end appliances make food tasting different? This is the kind of stuff, and where Sam's going to tie into the show. And we're going to get to some of those questions as we go through the show. But before we do, you also mentioned you've got a podcast.
Mm.
This is kind of ongoing. What's your podcast about?
It's a video. It's called The Sam Livecast. And you can get to it by going to thesamlivecast.com. It's like it's a bit of a hybrid. It's a little bit of sort of talk radio. It's about a half an hour long. We do it 3 days a week. It's a little bit of talk radio at the beginning. We talk about whatever we're talking about. What we ate one weekend, what we're thinking about making, maybe a restaurant we went to, maybe how crappy some waiters can be to you when they feel like they're better than you, you know, that kind of stuff. And then I always cook something. And I always, you know, I try and have a week. This week, as a matter of fact, is tequila week.
Oh.
So new episodes air Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So, you know, Monday, for example, I made something called Sangrita, not to be confused with sangria, which is a wine-based, you know, sort of light alcohol drink with fruit.
Summer,
exactly. Drink. Sangrita is a combination of, well, when I make it, is some tomato juice, some orange juice, a little bit of like Cholula, salt, pepper, and some finely diced up white onion, and you drink it side by side as you're sipping decent tequila. Good tequila.
Interesting. I actually do have a relationship with tequila.
Do you?
Yeah, a little one. A little tiny one. Yeah.
What your favorite tequila is?
No. Oh,
do you
know,
say? Don't say Patron.
Why not?
Don't say Patron.
Is obviously you've tasted a few tequilas.
I've tasted a few tequilas, but more importantly, I've been to a couple tequila tastings where you tasted blind, and I don't mean with like goggles on. I mean you didn't know what you were drinking. In the most recent one I went to, we drank five in each category: Blanco, Reposado, and Añejo. And all you had was five glasses in front of you, numbered one through five.
Wow.
Patron came out on the bottom, either last or second to last in every category, everywhere around the table, and there was a dozen guys there.
Really?
Yeah. Here's what Patron does really well. They market really well.
We do market really well.
But the second that you put Patron side by side with another tequila, now you got a real, you got another data point. You know, and here's the thing. You go out for dinner, you eat a lot of food, you know, you screw your palate, you drink a bunch, you go to a bar, and somebody goes, "Let's have some shots of tequila. What do we want? Bartender, what do you got?" And he goes, I got that top shelf Patron.
Right.
And you take it, and by itself that day with no palate left, half in the bag, Patron's like the best thing on the planet. But now you try it sober, by itself with something else beside it, everything else is better.
So here's one of the questions I want an answer to. I'm putting a party together for whatever reason. Maybe I'm having a girl over, whatnot. I want to impress her with what I'm making. But at the same time, I don't want to go to a whole lot of effort. Mm-hmm. And I can certainly tell you what the biggest bang for your buck is when renovating a house. But I want to know in the kitchen, what's the biggest bang for your buck? Meaning, what's the cheapest, easiest thing I can prepare that? But before you answer, we're going to get through that after the break.
That's a tease. Nice work.
The law is on your side. That's right. The laws are designed to protect consumers from being riddled with debt. They're designed that way so that you can become debt-free and get a fresh start. You should do what I did. When I had financial stress, I called William McDonald with the McDonald Legal Group. Find out how you can use the law to your advantage. Delete your debt and keep your stuff. You got credit card debt, timeshares, old IRS debt, collections, medical bills, any of this stuff can be wiped away with the Chapter 7 bankruptcy, and it only takes 100 days. Call William McDonald today. 800-997-1235. 800-997-1235. Or go online, sandiegobankruptcy.us. 800-997-1235.
This is Lisa with the McDonald Legal Group. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Just having an estate plan or trust in place isn't always enough to make difficult times less challenging for you and your family. Life is full of change. This is why it's so important to have your estate documents reviewed regularly. Contact my attorney, Jared Causa, with Neil Diamant Law Firm, and find out if a review of your estate plan is needed. 619-238-1712. Since life changes so quickly, make sure your estate is properly handled. 619-238-1712 for your free consultation. Just mention Mr. Credit. 619-238-1712.
I have the power, and I am going to use it. I'm going to vote in the upcoming elections. I vote. I decide. Everyone has a say. This July 7th, I will vote, and then I will decide. It is my right. It is my decision. Now is the time to make my opinion known. It is time for me to decide. Electoral Institute of Citizen Participation for the state of Baja California. The Green Party has valuable proposals for you and your family. They will make sure that all the health institutes buy the medicines directly from the manufacturers to end the shortage in your health center. They will allocate more investment to the public budget so that every Mexican can have clean water. They will expand the support programs to the poor, guaranteeing a balanced diet. When they propose something, they comply. Now is the time to vote. Vote for the candidates. Commitment for Baja California.
Welcome back, ESPN 1700 AM. It's the Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
David McKelvin.
And myself, Ryan White. In studio with us, Sam Zion, the cooking guy and now radio show host. Eat This Sundays at 10 AM on AM 760.
That's it. By the way, it was going to be called The first name for it was Food Talk with Sam, the cooking guy. And I thought that was just a little boring, so I tried to think up something better than that. And I woke up one morning and I said to my wife, I got the name. She goes, what? And I go, Eat Me with Sam, the cooking guy. And she goes, that's a terrible name. I go, terrible? I was kind of hurt. And then later on that day, I went, yeah, actually, that kind of sucks. I better rethink that. And I came up with Eat This, and that's much better, considering that, you know, the third cookbook, the grilling one you've got to give away is called Grill This. Just Grill This with Sam, the cooking guy. I had a series on Discovery's Health Channel before Oprah took it over called Just Cook This with Sam, the cooking guy. So the this, eat, it all makes sense. It all works.
That's your mantra, this.
That's my thing, right.
Got it. The number here, 866-405-1717. Questions, 866-405-1717. Any questions for Sam?
You know, I hear a lot of times people talk about, you know, cooking is an expression of love, right?
Right.
You know, is that, am I wrong with that?
Well, you know, we've just come through Father's Day and Mother's Day before that. And I post on my Facebook and I say on the radio and in the live cast, I think it shows so much more love, care, kindness. You cook for somebody rather than take them out for a meal.
Absolutely.
Anybody could take money out of their pocket.
Yeah.
You know, $20 at Sizzler or
it's a whole lot more interactive.
$75 at Donovan's, but anybody can cook. I mean, anybody can buy and pay. But you take the time. I would rather somebody make a modest macaroni and cheese or grilled cheese or hamburger for me than take me out. That means something.
Yeah.
It really does.
You know, I occasionally will have a woman over and I will attempt to cook. Thank goodness my mom taught me a little bit about cooking. Not much.
Yeah.
And I would like to think that I pull it off okay.
Yes.
In fact, I discovered recently a new way to cook a steak.
Yes.
Which is quite contrary to what I used to think. You know, I got into grilling and I would turn my steak at a 45 degree to give the X marks on the
So you're talking about where you're cooking it, on the grill outside?
I was.
Okay.
And now I'm actually cooking it in the oven.
And
is that something you're doing? Is it?
Here's how I cook a steak. I do exactly that. Well, I do this. I take a cast iron pan and I put it on the heat. I leave it there for at least 5 minutes. There's nothing in the pan, and it's on as high as it can get.
Now it's in the oven.
No, it's on top of the stove.
Oh, got it.
Did I say oven?
I
put it on the stove. Nothing in the pan. I turn on my heat, and I've got a great range with lots of BTU, so there's plenty of heat underneath it. 5-7 minutes, nothing in it. I've taken my steak, which is at least an inch and a half thick.
Wow.
Out of the fridge at least 30 minutes before. So it can come to room temperature. You can't possibly get a steak inside and out the way you want it if it's ice cold. It'll look right. It won't be right when you cut into it.
I see.
Little olive oil, kosher salt, pepper. It goes into that pan. Smokes like crazy. So turn on your fan. I give it a minute or 2 minutes, whatever it is.
Each side?
Yeah.
Okay.
Flip it. Less on the second side. And then I throw the whole pan into a 500 degree oven. And I let it finish. And here's the thing.
For how long?
It depends. I mean, I check it a little bit. Maybe 3-4 minutes.
Yeah, see, it seems to me that that whole cooking process, you got a minute on one side, a minute on the other side, then 3 or 4 minutes in the oven, you would think that thing's going to come out raw.
Think about what's happening with the steak. You know, you take a steak and you just try and cook it on the cooktop. If it's thin, no problem. You got that. That's done. But if it's a decent-sized steak, and I say I would rather have a good steak, a good cut, and a thick, nice steak once a month than rather have a little crappy piece of S steak every week.
Right.
If I can't afford it all the time, I'm going to make it a good one when I can.
Yeah.
You can't get a thick steak where you want inside and out.
And that's not a complicated way to cook a steak.
No, it's not. But people get freaked out by it. They don't understand this sort of double cooking process.
But I got to say that if you try that, because I tried it, and I now can cook a steak.
Yeah.
I mean, better than I was cooking it on the grill.
Yeah. I will say this. If you don't have a cast iron pan, you should go buy one.
I'm going to have to do that.
And cast iron pans need to be seasoned first, which means that there has to be some pre-cooking done to them. It's a process of oiling the pan, heating it up, letting it cool, repeating.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But you can go to a store, any good cookware store these days, and buy a pre-seasoned cast iron pan. A company called Lodge makes them. They're really no more money, and it's the way to go.
Over the years of selling real estate, and we've seen kitchens transform. And we went from galleys to these now big, palatial, open kitchens right. where, you know, you've got the high ceilings and it's the center of the house.
Open to the rest of everything.
Open to the rest of everything. It's just
great
room. It's a great hub for a lot of socializing. Yeah.
The heart of the house. And there's this theory that I think a lot of people are still hanging on to. It was developed in 1940s by the University of Illinois School of Architecture that is called the kitchen triangle, which defines cooktop, refrigerator, and sink and how they all are with spaced spatially with respect to each other. And you kind of let the cat out of the bag that you're a proponent.
Absolutely.
Of the kitchen triangle.
You know what? Look, you want to be efficient in a kitchen. When I'm standing at my main spot, you're in front of your mics right now. That's your main workplace here. When I'm standing at my main workplace in front of my counter with my chopping block and all that, directly behind me is my sink.
You're a composer.
Right.
I mean, you've got something cooking over here, something cooking over here.
Directly to my left is my stove. Just beside that is my refrigerator. And that's my little triangle that I live in. I wouldn't do it any other way. You're going to have a contrary point of view there. I can see it brewing in your eyes.
I mean, obviously, you film at home.
Right.
So whether you're shooting or not, you're in this workspace.
Right.
Now, one might say, well, he just did that for the radio. But or TV. But that's not the case. That you designed yourself to cook at.
Absolutely. Forget the TV. This is because, I mean, I still have to live there. This is all about the way that I like to work in a house. And I don't like to waste 100 steps. I don't want to be on one side of my counter. And I used to sell real estate. So I've been in a lot of houses. I don't like the idea that I'm standing on one side of my counter and I need to get to my refrigerator. I have to walk all the way around the island. That's just mental. Why would I do that to myself?
Mm-hmm. Because you're in and out of that thing all the time.
Right.
Do you think the lack of triangle, if it was maybe more of a square or an oval, might sway you to buy one home over another? I mean, I know you redesigned your kitchen.
Yeah,
right?
We did.
But
it's a good question.
Do you think it would drive buying decisions?
I guess, I mean...
Sounds like we're back up and running. Not quite sure where we ended up leaving off there. Power. We've lost power in the whole studio here. Whole building went dead. But I think when we – just before we went off, we were talking about high-end appliances. And are they really worth the extra money?
Yeah.
And, you know, I can buy a electric stove at Lowe's for $500 versus $7,000 for my Viking Range.
Right. Look, I would say first, if you have a choice between electric and gas, buy gas.
Oh, I love gas.
I mean, there's that expression, nothing like cooking with gas.
I love
it's
gas.
It's true. Heat's there when you want it, and then it's off when you don't want it, like right away. Electric comes on. It takes a bit to build up. When you want to be done with it, it takes a bit to go back down. But, yeah, I do think that a better appliance, if you can afford it.
Makes a difference.
I don't know what made it on the air. When in the dark, I said, look, I say buy appliances like you buy a computer. Buy the most expensive one you can afford because it will make a difference. Performance will be there definitely with a higher-end one. If you can afford it. If you can't afford it, then buy what you can afford. It's that simple.
We just sold a place in Solana Beach, and his kitchen was totally remodeled, and everybody kept talking about it.
Yeah, he had a $6,000
range,
gas.
Everybody wanted that
thing. Blah, blah,
blah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what about countertops? I mean, the kitchen is likely the most expensive room in a house.
Right.
Right? And countertops are fairly utilitarian, with the except from a little bit of looks here and there.
Yeah.
What do you use?
I have my island has teak.
Teak wood.
That's wood. That sounds sort of fancy. It's very durable. It's easy on my knives.
Really hard wood.
I cut on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and people get freaked out because they think, oh, you're going to like get sick from, you know, wood's got to be bad and salmonella and all that kind of stuff. They've done a lot of studies. Big, important university have done a ton of studies about how wood cutting surfaces perform versus
plastics
and the stone.
The
composition materials and stuff. Wood gets rid of the bacteria way faster than any of the other man-made materials.
Really?
Yeah. It seems that the bacteria require moisture to thrive and grow. And bacteria on wood, the moisture evaporates, the bacteria can't live, and they go away. On the same kind of surface but made with a composition material, the moisture lives there longer, the bacteria thrives.
We don't see many wood countertops.
So I have my whole island is wood.
Yeah.
And then around the perimeter, I have limestone.
Oh, limestone.
Which is super pretty. And not granite. I will say there's a lot of beautiful granite out there. I'm just a little tired of granite.
Mm-hmm. Good to know. Yeah. Well, we hinted a little bit at this before, but biggest bang for your buck.
Yeah.
You know, the dish that I can make
yeah.
that's going to be the cheapest, the simplest, the easiest, mm-hmm. is going to have the biggest wow factor. What are you thinking?
You're talking about inviting a woman over.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. Because it's different.
Well, let's take a couple
different...
If you
told me you were having a guy over, then I would say you got to cook some meat.
Well, let's talk about both.
That's a tough... That's got to be a tough question because, you know, when you're talking about cooking, it's wide open.
So the question is, I mean, I think generally most women prefer to eat a little lighter
mm-hmm.
and a little healthier.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't be doing like big fat ribeye, mashed potato, bucket of mashed potatoes kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't.
I made a huge mistake.
You did that?
I had a long-term relationship that yeah. developed out of having her over for dinner. Yeah. I cooked her dinner. And just blindly, I chose shrimp fettuccine.
Yeah.
Which loaded with calories.
Lots
and it's
calories.
Seafood, right? But it turned out to be okay.
Yeah.
You know, I think that, you know, love is blind, if you will, that sort of thing. And it's the effort you put forward.
Yeah.
But, you know, now that I've grown a little, you know, I'd like to be able to perform better in the kitchen mm-hmm. and, you know, have them come over and cook a nice meal.
I wouldn't make pasta for a woman just because I think that she would want to be more conscious of the food that she's putting into her body.
Right, right.
I would make a piece of seafood. I would cook a piece of salmon. And there's a salmon that I make. It's really basically two ingredients. It's actually not in that book.
Got it.
Yeah. It's not in any of the books. It's what we make
nice.
Now.
Get it here. Get it now. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
You
got
to listen to get the recipe.
It's a little piece of a salmon fillet with kosher salt seasoned on the outside and then sesame chili oil. I pour a bunch of the sesame chili oil on it and just let it sit for about 5-10 minutes. And then I get a pan really hot. You got to turn your fan on because it's a little smoky, can be. The salmon goes in. It gets maybe 2 minutes on one side, a couple minutes on the other side. You can actually watch the color change. And so I like to keep the salmon rare in the middle because there's more flavor there. You don't have to turn it into like canned salmon.
Is it on a cedar plank?
No, it's just on a good nonstick pan or a cast iron pan on my stovetop.
No kidding.
It comes off. It's crispy. It's got a little spice from the sesame chili oil. It's got an ass load of flavor. You've used only two ingredients, salmon and the sesame chili oil. That's really good.
That certainly does seem simple.
Yeah.
Two ingredients.
And I would serve that. And I would probably roast some asparagus with that, something like that. Some kind of vegetable.
Got it.
So I'm a bok choy fan, so I might stir fry a little bok choy with that. And with a splash of soy sauce at the end of it, maybe a little bit of that sesame chili oil, too, just to help the flavor carry over, little Asian kind of thing.
So for all the people out there looking to impress,
yeah,
salmon.
I had a salmon dinner not too long ago
yeah.
at a friend's house, and you know she cooked it on a cedar plank.
Yeah,
she put some nice spice on it. It was a wild salmon.
Yeah.
And in the end... She poured maple syrup on it,
mm-hmm.
and to my surprise, the heat and sweet made it
Absolutely.
Very flavorful.
The contrary flavors really do something wonderful. But if I was having a guy over, or if I was having a girl over that I knew loved steak, I would not put a giant fat steak in front of her.
Right.
I would cook a, you know, I like a fillet. It's my favorite. It's very lean. But still with a lot of flavor to it. Most women don't like a ribeye. Most guys do because it's big flavor, but it's too fatty. So I would cook a fillet. I would serve that. I would slice it. So it wasn't a big steak in front of her. I would slice it on an angle, fan it out a little bit. I would crumble a little blue cheese on top of it.
Oh.
Maybe with a drizzle of a really good olive oil over the top. Finish it with a really good olive oil.
Would you bake that steak as you described it?
I would do it. I would cook exactly like we talked.
Okay.
Yeah. On top, both sides, then in a hot oven, let it finish in there. Mm-hmm. And I would say this. If you can't judge a steak when a steak is done, buy a really good instant read thermometer.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to guess. Don't be a hero. Don't you know, this book talks about how to do the finger poke thing and know when a steak is ready by pushing on it.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But you have to be really good at that. And I'm not that good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And a New York is going to push differently when it's done. It's going to have a different feel than a tenderloin or a flank steak. So the best way to tell is with a really good instant read thermometer, like 130 degrees. When a steak's 130 degrees, perfect medium rare, you're going to love it. So then pull it off, cover it loosely with foil, let it sit for a solid 10 minutes. Let all the juices reabsorb back into it.
You know, I pay attention when it comes to cooking because let's just say you have a few friends over, you're gonna grill,
yeah.
and the wife puts you in charge of the meat.
Yeah.
Right?
It's because we're men. That's what we do.
Right. They're doing all these other things. That this
make
is our role.
We
right?
have that obligation.
This is our role, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, I'd run around with a little timer on my belt, you know, trying to be social as at the same time responsible for the meat. I mean, if you mess up the meat, if you mess up the prime piece, it could be trouble.
Look, you can always pull it off too early, have a look, put it back. If it's overdone, you're screwed. You have no hope at that point.
Oh, yeah.
The only hope you have at that point is to change the presentation a little bit.
So, like some sauce over it.
Right. An overdone steak, I would now slice thin to make it not
easier,
tough to get
easier
through,
to
right?
eat. Right.
I would consider some kind of sauce, even if it's just a salsa or something that you've got inside. Bingo, it's become Mexican steak, and you know nobody knows, or hopefully nobody knows.
Mexican steak.
They'll see the color of it, but hopefully the flavor. And the salsa, or whatever kind of sauce you might happen to have, is going to help moisture for the whole thing.
Yeah, I can see
You know,
see that.
I like
salsa fresca.
Bernaise sauce, which you can buy in a package at the supermarket and just keep in your cupboard, is really good on top of a filet with crab on it, too.
Oh, sounds
you,
good. Too.
But keep that there just for emergencies. If you've really screwed it.
Well, if you try to call in, I apologize. All of our systems are down. You're not going to be able to get through. So sorry about that. If you had a question for Sam, we'll have to do it next time.
Well, we had that blackout. What the heck?
Yeah, man. Everything's down. Blackout went through. So, Sam, what is your favorite thing to eat? Like, if you forget the show, forget being videotaped, forget the radio, if you were just to sit down, you got $20 in your pocket, you run over to the grocery store, what are you coming home with?
I think if I had to, it's a tough question. I like a lot of things. I do like steaks. I like vegetables a lot. I like salads. I think probably some kind of salmon. I mean, you can eat salmon raw. You can bake it. I mean, I don't bake it, but you can. You can broil it. You can sear it in a pan. You can throw it on the barbecue. You can smoke it. You can put it on a piece of cedar and cook it on the outside. So salmon tartare is one of my favorite things to do. So I guess maybe it would be salmon. We tend to eat a fair bit of salmon. You were asking me how come you're not like 1,000 pounds.
Yeah, exactly. Most of the cooks that you see on TV, you know, they're rolling
well,
with the double
food.
Chin.
You can't. I mean, you're around food. Help.
It's accepted because they're constantly taste this, try that, eat this.
We try
You maintain a very thin frame.
Well, I'm not a big guy, but we try and eat, you know, fairly okay. Lots of salads, but like steak on them or grilled chicken or salmon. We eat a lot of salmon in our house.
So when we come back, Sam's going to tell us, talk about the things he cannot live without in his kitchen and perhaps some of his favorite kitchen implements that we wouldn't necessarily have on our own ahead of us when we come back.
Hi, Credit Repair Mike here. I'm very happy to be the only credit repair company recommended by Mr. Credit, and I hope the information I've brought to the show has helped you in some way. Right now, our company is growing so rapidly that we are looking to hire more sales agents immediately. So if you know someone who is out of work and wants to make some extra money, we have both full-time and part-time positions available. Our credit repair program is only $4.99 per person. Yes, $4.99 per person no matter what. And we have a money-back guarantee. The program sells itself. That's why Mr. Credit recommends us. Because you can't get full-service credit repair this cheap from anywhere else. Call me, Credit Repair Mike, at 1-800-525-1349 to find out more. That's 1-800-525-1349 or go to creditrepairmike.com. creditrepairmike.com. That's creditrepairmike.com. Com.
If you have student loans, listen very carefully to this message. Student loan debt in America recently passed credit card debt as the number one debt held by Americans. The good news is Congress has taken action and there is now a program that can help you save money on your student loans. Call 877-927-6864 right now if you want to save money on your student loans. That's 877-927-6864. You can consolidate your student loans into one low monthly payment, get your deferment time renewed, and even get some of the principal balance forgiven in some cases. You can change the repayment plan as often as you need. There are experts in this program ready for your call. 877-927-6864. That's 877-927-6864. You can stretch your repayment term out from 10 years to as much as 30 years if you need. 877-927-6864 right now to save money on your student loans.
The road hates your engine. They are adversaries, enemies, foes. The road will attack your engine with dirt, dust, and grime through your air filter any way it can. Fight back. Reclaim the horsepower the road tries to steal. Every 12,000 miles, it's easy to change to a Fram air filter that keeps dirt, dust, and grime out of your engine. If it's on the road, there's a Fram that fits. Find your Fram air filter at your local Walmart.
I've always said summer's made for three things: the beach, baseball, and concerts.
Wiser words have never been spoken.
And if you're lucky enough to score some vacation days this summer and you're looking for something to do, or if you want to catch a game this weekend, just head to StubHub.
Especially with summer concert and festival season, nothing better than chilling on the grass and catching a great lineup. You've got to check out StubHub to see who's playing in your area.
And of course, you can visit StubHub at home or on the go from your mobile phone wherever you happen to be.
Exactly.
So get to StubHub today. Grab great seats for the game, find out which artists are playing near you, and get your summer started right.
StubHub!
This is John Feinstein, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. Wow, the NCAA really brought the hammer down on Oregon's football program on Wednesday. The Ducks lost three scholarships over the next 3 years, clearly a crippling blow. The NCAA also hit Oregon with a three-year probation, the equivalent of pointing a finger and saying, if you do that again, I'll get angry. Finally, there was that 18-month show cause leveled at former coach Chip Kelly, meaning basically he can't coach college football for the next 18 months. That will really hurt Kelly while he's being paid $7 million a year to coach in the NFL. If this weren't so pathetic, it would be fall down funny. Why did the Ducks waddle free? A four-letter word, Nike. Phil Knight's company is Oregon, and the NCAA isn't about to mess with Nike. I'm John Feinstein.
This is three-time NASCAR champ Tony Stewart. I'm in my car right now. You know what else is in my car? Mobile One. Over half of all NASCAR drivers use Mobile One, including that knucklehead in front of me who won't get out of my way. Why don't these things have horns?
Mobile One Synthetic Motor Oil, the official motor oil of NASCAR.
Win a trip to Pit Crew School at the 5x5 on-training facility in North Carolina. Winners will tour Stewart Haas Racing headquarters and meet NASCAR legend Tony Stewart. Sign up at O'Reilly Auto Parts or online at mobileone.us/pit.
Cloudy tonight with a low of 2.88% APR and possibly rising in the upcoming days.
Rates are on the rise, so don't wait to refi. Call LendingTree today to check out a 15-year fixed for rates as low as 2.88% APR. Call LendingTree now at 1-800-341-2675. That's 1-800-341-2675. And shop low rates before the rates rise again. Terms and conditions apply. Visit www.LendingTree.com for details. LendingTree NMLS number 1136.
If you're on Medicare Part B and have diabetes, you're probably at the corner of big changes and where will I get my testing supplies? Starting July 1st, if you use a mail order provider, you may have to find another option. Fortunately, Walgreens carries all major brands, including OneTouch, Contour, AccuCheck, Freestyle, and TrueTest. We also accept assignment and bill Medicare along with your supplemental insurance. Talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today at the corner of happy and healthy.
We're nuts
about football.
That's why we're teaming up to help wide receiver Wes Welker take down defensive end DeMarcus Ware in the Depend Players Challenge for Charity.
Actually, we're pulling for DeMarcus.
But we talked about Welker over breakfast burritos.
Get together with your loved ones and vote for the player you want to give the $50,000 from Depend to the V Foundation. Voting ends July 1st.
Together, we can help Wes.
DeMarcus.
Win for a good cause.
Vote at thegreatamericantryon.com.
What she said.
Welcome back. ESPN 1700 AM Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
David McKelvin.
And Ryan White. Again, in studio with us, Sam Zion. Website, thecookingguy.com. We are blessed. Thank you very much, Sam.
You're so welcome, guys. Thanks for having me.
So before the break, we talked a little bit about things in the kitchen you can't live without. Now, we all have sinks and knives and forks and coffee pots, you know, all the normal stuff.
Yeah.
What do you use in the kitchen?
Wow, that's interesting. You need a good pair of tongs. It's going to seem stupid, but a pair of tongs is really like an extension of your hands for things that you can't pick up.
That makes sense.
And there's a lot of really crappy tongs out there. Especially, you know, barbecue season, you see a lot of really super long tongs that are really just like a bent piece of metal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not good. I think you should be able to pick up as something as delicate as a quarter or something as, you know, significant and as heavy as a salami with a pair of tongs.
Mm-hmm.
Get a good locking spring-loaded pair of tongs. It's just simple. Mm-hmm. Go out, get a good pair. Don't use those little bent pieces of metal. So I always say tongs. I think you need a good cutting board. And I would say go out and buy some wood to cut on.
Cutting board, okay.
Yeah, and make it big. Don't buy a little, like, 7-inch round cute thing that's shaped like a pig, because that's a useless piece of, you know what? It's no good. You mm-hmm. sometimes have to cut big stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't need a little tiny board. Get a big board. And leave it out on the counter.
Just leave it out there.
Absolutely.
Becomes mm-hmm. part of the kitchen.
It's my desk. I use it every, you know, 2 hours I'm at home doing something on
mm-hmm.
it. The family does too. Everybody uses. I mean, granted, I've got an entire counter that you can cut on, but there's certain things I like to do on the board. And so I would say that. Yeah, you mentioned knives, and yes, you should have a good knife. And a good knife can be anywhere from, you know, $50 to $500. Nobody needs a $500 knife.
Well, I don't really want to say the name of it, but there was a kitchen utility store that, you know, I asked a guy about knives, and immediately he went to some Oriental knife that was like $900 for the set.
It's
you never ridiculous. Buy another set again, right?
By the way, I got to help you. It would be an Asian knife. Oriental would be a carpet.
I got it. Got it.
Don't say
thank
that
you.
Anymore.
See, I wasn't paying attention because clearly
I'm here
I was
for
the
you.
Wrong client for that knife.
Right. But you know what? I was in a store one day, and I was just doing my own thing, and I'm listening to a clerk try and sell a set of knives to a little lady who might have been like maybe 5 feet. And she's going on, you got to have this, you got to have this. She's naming all these knives. You got to have like a 9-inch chef's knife. Well, you know what? I very seldom use a 9-inch chef knife because it's a big, heavy knife. It's long and it fits my hand. And I can use knives. I mean, I cook a lot. I know what to do with it. But a 5-foot person probably is not going to use a 9-inch chef's knife. It was BS. And she was doing that just to sell, you know, I mean, it's like a.
Yeah, it bugs me.
I hate that.
Yeah, I do too.
I hate that.
Yeah.
I believe in the Miracle on 34th Street school of retail.
And you walk in there, you're thinking, hey, help me, right?
Yeah.
Just guide me, save me the time it's going to take for me to research all this stuff.
Yeah. Here's the deal. One good knife, if you have no knives at home or what you have is complete junk, I'll say this. One good knife, the right size, can butter a piece of toast, can cut a grilled cheese in half, you can cut chicken with it, you could cut a steak with it. You could really carve up a chicken or a whole turkey with it. You'd want a longer knife for a big giant turkey, but one decent knife will be your best friend, an extension of your hand, and will do all the things that you want it to do. So don't go and get sucked in to have somebody sell you $500 or even, God forbid, $900 worth of knives, because that's ridiculous. You don't need that.
So one good set of tongs and one good knife.
One good spring-loaded locking set of tongs, one good knife, and wood. And all the other gadgets, I mean, I don't even own a rolling pin. A, I don't bake that much, but B, I've always got a round bottle of wine or vodka that I can use if I have to roll out
something. Or tequila, right?
Tequila, right. Except most of the tequila bottles aren't round. You know, they're square. There's some fancy.
True, very true.
There's some Incan pyramid shape.
Do you have a favorite kitchen implement that we as common folk wouldn't necessarily use?
No, I'm just casting my eyes around to all my drawers. You know what? High heat rubber spatula is very important Because if you're like me and you leave it in your pan,
yeah,
it won't melt in a second. You won't end up with, you know, the mushrooms that you've sauteed with a little garlic and a little bit of parsley and some white wine in to go over top of the steak that you're going to cook in the oven.
Yeah.
With melted plastic in it.
Yeah, you know, my mom gave me a spatula that I love.
Yes.
And it's just this cheap spatula, but I reach for it almost every time I cook.
Yeah.
You know, and you can have these expensive things that you don't necessarily need all the time.
Right.
You know, Sam, you've got 14 Emmys.
Thank you.
You got three books.
Yeah.
You're on this Discover series.
Yep.
And commonly on the radio, commonly on TV. Where do we go from here?
And I'm working on that. You know, radio, the live cast, internet show. We shoot stuff for, I shoot stuff for Bed Bath & Beyond right now. Lots of stuff. I mean, at least once a week there's a new video up on their site, blog.bedbathandbeyond.com, showing you how to do things, how to make stuff, how to use equipment. You walk into any Costco in the country right now, we'll be on TVs there. We shoot that kind of stuff. I think more. I mean, I don't know. There's always restaurant talk somewhere down the road, but I'm not sure I want to even venture into that. Hornets.
Really? Restaurant talk down the road. Oh, my goodness. That sounds like...
I'm not. It's not really something that that turns me on all that much. My wife's family's in the restaurant business, and it's a tough road, man.
I hear it's a tough road.
More TV. I think I'd like to do some more TV. Something a little different. We got some ideas.
You also have some cooking classes, kitchen cooking classes.
Yeah, we do cooking classes.
We're going to sell those out. Not yet. We're going to get into that after the break.
Got it.
Yeah.
Hi, Mr. Credit here. I can't tell you how excited I am to have Bruce McPherson with Security One Lending as a regular guest on the show and my go-to guy for reverse mortgages. Listen, if you're 62 years or older and you own a home, whether you have a mortgage or not, chances are you can benefit from one of today's HECM reverse mortgage options. Just call Bruce McPherson at 866-223-7174. That's 866-223-7174. You can just email reversemortgagebruce@gmail.com. Over the past 9 years, Bruce has really earned his reputation as an honest, ethical reverse mortgage advisor, and he's someone I genuinely trust, and you can too. Don't let old myths about reverse mortgages keep you from calling to get the facts. Today's government-insured HECM reverse mortgages are incredibly flexible, whether you need money now or just want to be prepared for the future. Call your local expert, Bruce McPherson, today and get all the answers you need for free. 866-223-7174. That's 866-223-7174, or just email reversemortgagebruce@gmail.com. Have you been selected for an audit by the IRS? Do you owe the IRS money and want to find a way to settle your account as quickly and easily as possible? Hi, Mr. Credit here. Listen, I had the IRS come knocking on my door over $600, which I didn't even owe them as it turns out. I know how scary this stuff can be. The good news is I know exactly what to do. My tax attorney, Jeffrey Kahn, is board certified and works only on tax-related issues. He understands how the IRS works and how to make the most of each situation. And get this, mention Mr. Credit when you call and get a free consultation and a tax resolution plan, $500 value, absolutely free. Call Jeffrey Kahn today at 866-494-6829. That's 866-494-6829 today and get these tax issues behind you as quickly as possible. 866-494-6829. That's 866-494-6829.
Is your name Bill Smith?
Sure is.
Do you have brown eyes?
Yep, I do.
Is your credit card maxed out?
I don't think so.
Ever missed a bill payment?
No!
Ever take a pen from your office?
No, never! No, please stop!
Ever feel like most stores go a little too far with credit checks? Next time, shop Rent-A-Center and get the brands you want without a credit check. See store for details. No credit check or credit required. Refers to rental purchase transactions.
Cloudy tonight with a low of 2.88% APR and possibly rising in the upcoming days.
Rates are on the rise, so don't wait to refi. Call LendingTree today to check out a 15-year fixed for rates as low as 2.88% APR. Call LendingTree now at 1-800-913-6608. That's 1-800-913-6608. And shop low rates before the rates rise again. Terms and conditions apply. Visit www.LendingTree.com for details. LendingTree NMLS number 1136.
Para resultados y más información acerca de este programa, consultar la página espnradio1700.com.
I was there. 5 years.
Welcome back. ESPN, 1700 AM, the Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
David McKelvin.
And myself, Ryan White. If you're just tuning in, Sam Zion, website thecookingguy.com, has told us everything you want to know about what he has in his kitchen. And now he's going to talk about his cooking classes.
I started doing classes years ago because I thought it would be a good way to get my name out there. And I would do them at cookware stores. And then eventually I said, I got to take this into my own hands. And I did classes at my own house for a while, which is kind of weird, having strangers to my house. Now I do them at a place called Fisher's Living. They're off of Miramar Road, kitchen, bath, outdoor store. It's an amazing setup. Do stuff on there, and they have a beautiful outside deck with a big grill and stoves. The whole thing is great, and all kinds of cool outside equipment that you can use. But classes are, they're online at my website, cookingguy.com. You just click on classes, and they're always themed.
And they're always sold out.
Asian theme, right? Barbecuing, Mother's Day, Father's Day, whatever, that kind of stuff. Yeah, they sell out always very fast. I'm completely honored that that happens. And
yeah, this isn't something that you were planning on talking about. It's just something that out of the discussion.
Yeah, yeah, no. I wasn't. I don't think to mention it. I don't know why. But, it's a lot of fun. I say it's like watching the show, being right there, except you get to eat everything and you get to eat and drink everything that I make. There's always
so
lots
like
of food,
social
lots of cocktails.
Event.
It's great.
Sounds like a great
I have a
Tom.
Great staff that gets to help me make this thing better. I've got just the cutest girls in the world that take great care of everybody that's the clients that are there. And I get to spend my time talking and cooking, and they do the serving. They make it perfect. And I'm very lucky for the people that I get to work with. I get to have lots of fun. And it's great. Lots come for the entertainment. Lots come because they really want to know how to make certain kinds of things. They just want to pick up tips and stuff. And I'd say it's like 2.5 hours of nonstop me talking about food, what I like to eat, and quick, easy ideas all the way through. It's the way it should be.
Sounds like a great way to learn how to cook and how to get to know you a little bit better.
Absolutely.
Sam, thanks for joining us. One more time, the website, thecookingguy.com. That's the website, thecookingguy.com, Sam Zion. And next week, coming up, we have 4th of July. So I want to say happy 4th of July to everybody. And also coming up right after us, Tim Stromble with Sports Court. Thanks.